And so is that all done now?
Halfway. Okay. The stacks behind.
Good morning, everyone. It's 8 o'clock, May 7th. Commission meeting. Roll call, please.
Sean.
Yep.
Pete.
Here.
Bill.
Yep.
Vicky.
Yes.
Cindy.
Is absent. Okay. Let's all stand by saying the pledge. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Any additions or corrections that anybody's aware of? If not, library. Hildy.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Will we here or here?
Come on up.
You can sit down for 5 minutes.
Is this on, by the way?
Well, I don't think so yet.
You all know what we're trying to do at the library, I hope, by now.
You're trying to rebuild the roof.
Yes, and because we're opening stuff, we're correcting. And because we need to take the drop ceiling out because of the water damage, we figured we might as well also fix the dome and reinforce the roof because there's some sagging going on and things like that. And
yep.
So we have been financing that. And one of the options that we pursued was getting a loan through the North Dakota Association for Rural Electric Co-ops. They have a community development arm, and they have a finance corporation. They have approved that loan, but we need a letter from an attorney stating that we are legally allowed to take out a loan. And we had somebody check on the Century Code in North Dakota, and it's not explicit. So the Century Code doesn't say that we can't take out a loan explicitly, but it doesn't say that we cannot either. So we had a lawyer look at it. And because the library is a political subdivision of both the city and the county, ultimately the decision-making is with the city and the county.
And the city met last night on it, correct?
Yesterday afternoon in their finance. And
yep.
So they discussed it, and then they're going to vote on it on the 21st,
okay.
Officially. And so I asked the attorney, because it said that we needed to do a public hearing, and I asked if it needed to be a joint public hearing, because I figured if that's the case, then you have to make another commitment, and we need to coordinate with the city. But because you have these bi-weekly meetings, I asked them if he could do it at the meetings, and they said, and he said yes. So that's when I submitted the material for today's meeting.
So you basically just want us to go along
and say yes.
Yep.
And I send out, when I put this request in, I send out a sheet out with the fundraising that we currently have.
Yep.
Right now, the library has the money. If we would stop fundraising any funds right now, we still would have about $51,000 in reserve. That's a little too... that's not enough. If we include what we already have in possible grant funding, raffle tickets, and pledges that people have made, we have more than... we have about $110,000 in reserve.
Okay.
But that includes this loan?
No. Nope.
The last time we went over the numbers, I showed that we were about $100,000 still needed.
In order to keep us
where we should be, because we do need to have a...
Yeah, but that is... Yes. So right now, if we would stop fundraising right now, but we get all the money that we have in pledges and stuff, by the end of that process, we would have $110,000 in reserve.
So to do this project, we're talking the whole roof, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And you're shingling it? Did
yes.
you ever look at the option of tinning it?
We can't because of the requirements of the Historical Society. Technically, we should have replaced it with cedar shingles, but because they're impossible to get and prohibitively expensive,
yeah.
They gave us permission to put shingles on it.
Okay.
But I had a very good conversation with the architect last week because of all the work that we're doing right now, because we're fixing all the ventilation and all of that, even with asphalt shingles, we probably have to replace in 20, 25 years, that project will not be as extensive, and not because of the fact that it's only a matter of taking off the shingles and putting new shingles, because then we don't have to do any of that other work. Because included in all of this work is also, fixing all the ventilation, fixing all the water flows and things like that.
So do you still have an issue with the foundation, too?
No. The architects went over the whole building, and the building is solid. I mean, yes, it is uneven, but it's 120 years old.
No, but didn't they have some water issues with the foundation?
Because of the fact that we're fixing the roof and the water flows coming off the roof, that will prevent that from happening or getting much worse.
So you need a motion.
Yeah. I'll make the motion.
There's a motion. Is there a second?
And it's specifically asking for what from us?
Just basically showing that we support it as a pass-through.
We're the pass-through.
Yes. And I can add, this is money. The reason we would like to take out the loan is because to make sure that we have the cash flow. Mm-hmm. And it gives us the opportunity to ask people to make pledges for the next 5 years.
Well, not to deplete your whole system either.
Yeah.
But it's no extra money from us.
No.
Okay, I'll second it.
Motion and second. Any further discussion?
I would like to make one additional. The loan is for $180,000.
$190,000?
And it's for 10 years.
How many?
The loan, the approval is for $180,000 and for 10 years.
Okay.
That is the maximum that we would get.
Okay.
And that was at the point when I applied for the loan, that was what we needed. Right now, with the fundraising the way it's going, we most likely don't need the whole loan. So we will own it. It's going to work as a line of credit or a construction loan.
You're going to take what you need.
We only take what we need, and we're not planning on using it for 10 years. Hopefully, within 5 years, we can resolve it.
So when are they going to start shingling?
Shingling, the construction on the dome starts next week.
They're doing it now, right?
Yep. And then
somewhere approving
the roof sometime during the summer.
Because you guys have been working on this quite some time.
Yes.
Did they sign the contract?
We have gotten the contract, and I have signed one part of the contract. The other one is still in the works, but it's coming. I've been talking to the architect every day.
Are they going to sign it? Because unless it's signed, we're not going to get any shingles.
They will be signing it.
Roll call.
Sean.
Yep.
Pete.
Yes.
Bill.
Yep.
Vicki.
Yes.
Thank
Very
you.
Very good.
I appreciate it.
Good luck.
And join us.
We haven't met since the book.
No, I was here in between.
Yeah,
it's like come once a year.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But
have a good day. Thank you.
Yeah, I can.
If you need to go home and rest now for a little bit, go ahead.
No, I actually have to go to work and do some work in between the library stuff, right?
Very good.
Thank you.
I appreciate your support very much.
Sarah here yet?
I don't know that lady.
Morning.
Good morning.
So we have a kerfuffle, huh?
Well,
we're not here to discuss that, though.
No.
No. Purchase request.
Oh, okay.
You can call me later. So I'm just here again today. I did some follow-up on the under-the-desk treadmill thing. I don't know. I emailed Bill and Pete. Basically, so I talked to North Dakota Association of Counties, Patrick Engelhart, I think is his name. And he said that he cannot tell us what we can and can't do. He said that his purview is workforce safety and ergonomics, and that's it. So he said that in his, line of focus, a sit-stand desk accomplishes the same thing safely, opposite of a under-the-desk treadmill. He did say that the letter was used as an example because it made some good points on that. The letter specifically was talking about a fixed treadmill under a desk, like it's attached and you can't move it. So ultimately, it's up to you guys. I personally believe that the benefits of it would outweigh the potential not benefits and or concerns of it. You know, my crew is responsible for people's lives every day. I think we can trust them to utilize a piece of equipment properly. But I also think that it would be a huge benefit to them, just in general, to be able to move their bodies and not sitting or standing on carpet-covered concrete for 12 hours at a time. Everybody was really excited about the potential of it. So, and again, I verified with Shane that we have everything we need under there to be able to utilize them safely and whatnot and not, you know, mess with anything else. I did include a proposed SOP as well in my email. I adapted that from North Dakota State Radio.
I didn't get any of this, so I...
Okay.
You just...
Maybe it didn't get forwarded.
You know, you said you gave it to those two, but you didn't give it to the rest of us, so...
What about the radio?
What's that?
What about radio?
The treadmill. The under-the-desk treadmill?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. I can forward this to you. Oops.
I'm good.
Okay.
And that was all through a grant, wasn't it? Or a funding?
Yeah, so I did a request of funds for the gaming funds through the Eagles, and they wrote us the check. So I have the check sitting on my desk. I just wanted, since it's running through us, even though it doesn't cost us anything, it's you're going to see it. So
how many stations would it be?
It would be at two stations, and then any extra funds would be used to buy some free weights so that they could sit there and whatever.
And this is a portable device, so you can move it around?
Yep, so they so they roll under the desk. They have a remote control, the ones that we're looking at. They only go a certain speed. The SOP basically covers everything. You can only use it for an hour at a time. You have to be wearing tennis shoes during high call volume times. They cannot be used. When they're not being used, they have to be safely stored away. I mean, it covers it all. Like I said, I adapted it from state radios. I did talk with their director and then the deputy director, and they said they have had it at least 4 years that I know of. I didn't ask her specifically, but I know that they've had it for at least 4 years, and she said they've had no incidents with anybody misusing it or, you know, injured or anything.
State radio? Is somebody using it at state radio? Is that what you're saying?
Yep. So the state radio dispatch center, they dispatch for like 25 counties. They have one at a council that employees can use.
I'll make a motion that we go forward with it. It's through a funding situation, so we're not out anything.
Yep.
If you're up there so you can mandate it, if people are screwing around, it disappears.
Yep. Yep, and there's, I mean, that SOP has that in there. I'll email that to
you. Why couldn't you just get a treadmill?
We don't have anywhere to.
Because they can't stand in a treadmill at their desk.
Yeah, we can't stand at a desk. This one, you
this one, they're actually sitting at their desk.
Is it just a small unit?
Yeah, they're not very big. They're maybe, I mean, from here to like Bill's name sign, and they're, you know, like this big. They have a remote. It's just flat. There's no nothing above it, and then they wheel in and out. They're completely movable and storable.
Motion, is there a second?
Second.
Motion, second. Is there any further discussion?
And we would still be liable for any, you know, if somebody gets sprains an ankle, steps off. I mean, we are liable, but we're liable if somebody walks in the door and sprains their ankle, too.
Yeah. And like I said, I mean, they're responsible for lives every day. They understand the gravity of it, and they don't want to put themselves out of work either, you know.
And we're talking grown up, so there shouldn't be any horseplay anyway.
Shouldn't be.
So
yeah, and if you know, we take care of that right away if there is. So that's why I have a policy to back me up.
Yeah.
So
roll call.
Vicki.
No, I don't believe that we should do this. So it's not safe.
Bill.
Yep.
Pete.
Yes.
Sean.
No.
Thank you.
Okay.
And just a quick update for me. I got called by the city of Sanborn and went and met with their auditor and fixed a bunch of addressing in the city of Sanborn. I'll be going to their city meeting tomorrow and just review with them and meet with their city council about a road that we have a question on. I did a bunch of addressing in Arisca, fixing some of that. As we get through with Siren, the radio transition, I'll be trying to meet with the little towns and get those taken care of and just be done with it.
We must be pretty good shape for the most part, because I never get a phone call anymore.
Well, I'm glad people call me. I mean, we have, I gave Sanborn my new address request form and everything, so they can, when people move in, they can request it. And I do quite a bit of it still. Like when I find them, I just take care of them, but it's been going well. Yeah. Oh, and I had a really good kickoff meeting with the Siren, Eric Peterson. He's kind of in charge of the Siren program. We hosted the committee meetings that run the Siren program basically here in Valley City last week. Had a really good conversation with him. I still don't have a finalized date. I don't know that I ever will, but we talked through how we're going to transition, what that'll look like. So I'm starting to talk to responders. We have a tabletop exercise down in Lisbon we're doing with Ransom Richland County, the state radio counties to the south of us, and then our county. We're going to run through all of our responders. They're all invited to participate. We'll run through some scenarios and what it looks like with the different being on VHF and 800 still, okay. And then do some radio education on them too. So,
very good.
All right.
Thank you much. Shane, you got anybody coming?
Nope.
Okay. Come on up.
I could have, but I think it's more.
No, that's fine. Yep.
We'll start with the water study.
Yep.
I sent that to all you guys, I mm-hmm. yep. think. So, yeah, like I said, they kind of finished up their study on it, and we're looking right around in that let's just call it $3 million. And, well, it's...
Yep. When we were first talking about this, so we were talking 1.4 or 1.5. How to get to 3 now?
You guys first brought it up, I think, 11 years ago, 10 years ago. And actually, I think it was 2.7, wasn't it?
Actually, he brought it up about 3 years ago.
Yeah, I've been on 3 years. So I mean, that was just an estimate at that time. Nobody had done a study on it. So.
Yeah.
Well, and I think at that 1.4, that was just the heating system. That wasn't any of the electrical or anything.
That wasn't part of the cooling or anything.
That was just heat. Was it point? Yeah, with 1.7.
And when we were talking, and you said that it would be just as much as what was estimated, and now all of a sudden now it's triple because it was 1.1 or 1.2, and now it's 2.9, which is almost triple. So it's like this isn't exactly the same as what we were talking to begin with.
Well, like you said, there wasn't a little labor involved in that other one. That was just equipment. This is labor, electrical, the chiller system.
This is done.
This is everything. Architectural.
And the good thing is stuff is pretty readily available,
yeah.
The way it sounded. If we decide.
I mean, in my opinion, we're nickel and dime in this boiler right now. We are, we're one winter away from a catastrophe, in my opinion. And the fluctuation of office to office and heating and cooling, it's...
And so far we've come up with, $100,000 through grants and stuff?
I think so, yeah. And then I'm working with Jamie right now on another one, the EPA one.
So what is wrong with our boiler? I mean,
it's not so much the boiler. It's all the piping, the fittings, the air lines for the thermostats. They're getting holes. I mean, I think they just get dry and brittle, and you can't replace them without tearing into the walls. And so we're putting manual valves on all the radiators, and that's how each office controls
their heat. Like I was in Jody's the other day, and it had to have been 87 degrees in there, 90. They had windows all open.
Yeah.
And there's...
And we got to go cut some more, put some belts in there. And every time we do that, it's $150 a pop, just for putting in one valve with the fittings. And luckily they came up with a Pro Press now, which we do ourselves. But I don't know. We got leaks everywhere. And
how soon do you know on that grant, that other one, the second one?
I got to meet with Jamie. We just got all the paperwork done here.
Why don't you meet with her and then keep us in the loop? And it sounded like we could get from South Central Regional, too, if we so desire and get it qualified for it, the way it sounded.
Are there any other options that aren't so expensive?
Well, I suppose you don't have to do the chiller.
Yeah, you don't need to do the cooling. I mean, and that would knock off, a fair amount, And I also think if it was an option to keep the boiler room right now, and a lot of this is transferring the electrical underneath the courthouse.
Mm-hmm.
Now, again, I don't know, that's more of an engineering thing, but if you could keep the basement and just take your transfer cases and everything, or your... automatic transfer.
Move it.
Move it just on the other side of the door. Get it out of the old coal room.
Just move it.
And, you know, that
gone.
Save a lot, but it's...
No, if we're going to do it,
you're not going to stick a Band-Aid on it.
No, but I mean...
That's what you'd have, basically.
Yeah.
I mean...
It is a nice mechanical room down there, but...
This system is as old as the courthouse.
Yeah. These boilers are 1960. So...
And when you're getting to the point that you're sticking X amount of dollars in it, I mean, this is a lot of money to chew, but
a lot of money.
If we can keep looking and getting some grants and everything else, it'll help reduce that.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, right now we got buckets catching condensate. All the condensates are plugged, you know, and I mean, I could get quotes on trying to get all that cleaned out, but it sounds like it's been like that for quite a while, too.
So what would the new system be? Would it be radiators, or would we have to stay with radiators?
You know, it would be the ceiling...
There would be like an evaporator core in the ceiling. It's the new system for the new boilers. They reverse it and use it for cooling, and it's the same thing they put in the building down there when they built it.
Okay.
I thought you guys were talking about hollowing these out and keeping them.
They had talked about it, but that's actually cheaper to do it this way than to... They would have to
refurbish
individually every one of those out of here, ship them off, get them redone, and then get them all back.
So can we remove these?
They would leave them just to leave them.
For looks or something.
Anything with Historical Society.
That's why I was
piping or ceiling or
I don't think so, because it'd all be buried, except for you pull a ceiling tile down and you'd have a vent there.
Yep.
How does it run the piping through the walls?
There's chases, actually. So this is an actual chase. Yep. That was part of their whole study.
They checked it out,
they
were told to.
They did a good job.
Well, we paid a lot for the study. I'm sure that's what they had to do. Is that a natural gas thing then still fired?
Yep.
What kind of cooling system then?
What is it?
Still a glycol?
50-ton.
It still uses glycol.
I don't know if they use the glycol now or a lot of it's going to ammonia.
200 gallons of glycol.
Is it glycol?
Yeah, it's... antifreeze type solution.
Probably not the R22 anymore.
No.
So yeah, I
check with Jamie. Go from there.
Yeah. Okay.
How would we pay for something like this? We don't have $3 million.
We'd have to take a loan out. Loan in North Dakota, or however we want to get the lowest interest we possibly can.
Yeah, again, it's...
What's timeline on something like this? All summer project, or...?
Probably. They could get...
Would it be
do it in phases, you know. They'd probably start with the heating and this year, and then get to the cooling.
You think it would be this year if we said...
I think it'd be this fall.
For the heating.
Yeah.
Well, we got to do something, because the way it is with the office is, I called you the other day on the one over here.
Yeah, and I got an email yesterday. They want their AC units put in. You know, you've got some people that are cold and they need the heat. Well, I can't properly maintain it in this office, so they want. So we're going to have heat going in one and AC units going in the other.
That's just people.
Yep.
Or if you have a new system. It's regulated on the wall or on a computer, basically.
Yep.
You would have a program, I'm sure, on your computer that you regulate the whole courthouse. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So if Johnny Three Fingers was cold, all it's...
There. Same way I do at the jail.
Yeah.
Everyone's in there.
Yeah.
I mean, like
that works well up there.
Oh, it works excellent. Yeah.
How much disruption in courthouse business would there be with the construction? Is it a... big tear-down project? Is it a...
I don't think it really is. You know, I can't answer that for sure, but they're using a lot of the existing chases. So, I mean, it would be...
You might have some noise here and there.
Yeah, there'd be some, you know, and obviously that would be something we'd have to look at too on court days. Maybe they'd have to go do something different or...
Yeah.
Even the specific auditor's office, you know, everybody, if there's going to be workers in there for 2 weeks tearing things apart or not so much.
Yeah.
Do you think it's going to be running most of the... panels and that.
Yeah. According to their study, you know, I walked around with them every time they did it. But I'm guessing there probably have to be some, maybe, I don't know, after-hours work if needed, just on certain tie-ins.
I'm guessing they would be willing to work with you.
Yeah.
Does this include taking out any of the old stuff?
Nope. I didn't do any. I just kind of kept that out of it for right now. And
well, for the most part, it can stay.
Yeah, I mean, if it...
How did those things get in there? I mean, those boilers are huge.
I'm guessing through this end that opened up at one time.
Wow.
Well, none of them manholes are welded shut until I got on board.
Well, they're still not. They still leak like crazy.
Well, they leak.
Yeah.
But back in the day when we had a jail over there, there were step ladders down there. And it was me and Roger and Stan, I think. And I said, how is that secured? Well, it's not. Well, I think they're all welded shut now. Not that it matters anymore, but yeah. So if, I'm just saying, if somebody would have ended up being in the basement left alone, they could have gone. See ya. But
yeah, okay. Again, it is what it is. Well,
it's just a big pill to swallow.
It is.
Yeah.
I mean,
you hate one winter, all of a sudden it's shut down the courthouse for how long, you know? But.
City County Health.
So I met with Yvonne. She's looking
quite a bit of time.
20 to 25, possibly 30 hours a week dedicated just to City County Health. Now, I don't personally think it takes that long. You know, maybe to get the place initially cleaned how we like it, probably a little extra time. I spoke with Ryan and James. And it's like getting with the proper equipment. I think we could take it on. I really do. I don't, like I said, I bet you we could cut that in half. You know, they mop everything. They still run corded vacuums and all that. But with a floor scrubber, that there's no mopping. You know, and that, and then with battery-operated vacuums.
And is this cleaning the whole building, like everything upstairs and everything too then? So what, that's one thing I wanted to ask, is how much time does the average person spend there now? Do they spend that much time there?
No, 30 minutes, you said, a week.
Hours.
Hours per week.
Yep.
Okay.
And that's their complaint right now, is there's really hardly any time spent up there.
Because, I mean, they've been dealing with this same scenario forever and a day, just lately it's been an issue.
Yeah.
And Yvonne is from where?
I think she's in the front desk.
Okay.
But I didn't know how it all worked, you know. Is it a county-owned building? Is it not? I mean, do they pay the county...
Well, if things went south, it would probably go back to the county, but they're their own entity. But they get funding through the county, they get funding through the city.
Yeah.
But.
So, I mean, is that, like, for budgeting wise, does it come out of their budget for us cleaning?
Well, it'd have to come out of their budget for that portion.
South Central's up there.
Otherwise, if you did theirs and didn't charge them anything, hell, that'd be hell of a win, wouldn't it?
Well, no. And then Miller Elevator.
Yeah.
So that's why I didn't know.
I don't know how they figure that stuff. That's not us to figure out here. I mean, as far as that. I mean, they must have somewhat of an idea on a plan how they have always done it in the past.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they were complaining that it wasn't done well. Is that
correct?
What their complaint was?
Their complaint was it's not being cleaned. I don't know how much time is dedicated weekly up there, but it's, again, this is all stuff that I was told on why they wanted us to take over. And I know Cindy had brought up us taking it over, which it's either that or we have to hire. I mean, that's a lot of dedicated time if needed.
Yeah.
So what do you think? Do you think you could do it with your staff now, or you'd have to hire somebody else?
I think we could do it if we had the proper equipment.
You did it your way in what?
If we did it our way. Things are so efficient now, but you get away from the mopping, and they have the chemical dispensing units. I mean, it's just so much more efficient to do it that way. And time saving. But
so you'd have to buy new equipment.
I'd have to get a floor scrubber for there now. And with that, do we tell them they buy the floor scrubber to keep it there? You know, that's where I don't know. I don't know if it's on us to buy it or if it's up to them.
Well, I think there's a few more meetings between A and B before that would happen. But that's some of the details that would have to get worked out.
Yeah, I'm sure they would have to buy the supplies that you needed.
And Cindy sits on that board, and she's on vacation today, so...
And that was my only thing. We could use our services if they have the equipment that's there. We'll just come up there and get everything done for them. That was my thought on it.
That's a lot of time, if that's what they thought.
Yeah, I don't think it's...
Who's been doing it?
I haven't gotten any names, so I don't know.
Oh, they're going to have a company or something doing it.
Well, I think some lady doing it, but still...
Yeah, and she's retiring.
You're not directly a full-time job for a single person. I mean,
yeah. Okay.
If they're willing to get the equipment, or I talk, wait till Cindy gets back, and then I don't have a... Because we're starting to take over the sheriff's office starting on Thursday.
Yeah.
Which, I mean...
Which is your two guys here?
Yep. And I'm going to help out, too, with
and I think VSO is happy with...
Yeah, they seem to be happy with what you've done there.
Yeah. So. It's like you get the parade equipment, and it's a lot more efficient.
Battery-operated tools are...
Well, we don't even touch a broom anymore. You know, throw that backpack vacuum on and go. It saves a lot of time. No bending over, dust pans and all that. So.
Well, the City County Health one, let's wait till Cindy gets back, and she's kind of on board with that one. So.
Okay. And the last one of the trees, I got a quote for
$2,500.
Yeah.
What choice do we got?
No, and it's not covered in our insurance.
$2,500?
Yep, for six trees. I think I sent that to you guys, too.
That's them coming out and doing it. That's them putting them in and everything.
Yes, them doing everything, pulling them out.
That's $800 a tree.
$400. Six trees.
Six is 24.
Those are the green spire lindens. So they have harvest gold and lindens there right now, but they can't get this harvest gold, so the green spire is what.
I'll make a motion to replace the trees that are damaged with the quote that you got. How soon would they do it?
He said they got them on hand.
Okay.
I'm guessing once it dries up a little bit, so they don't.
Motion, is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion and second, is there any further discussion?
That's through Pine Country.
Yep.
Local business.
Yep.
Did you only get one quote?
Yep.
Oh, they must be really good sized trees.
Yeah.
They're like 1.5 to 2 inch. Yeah. Probably 8 feet tall.
They usually plant some pretty nice ones.
They do good work.
Well, it's a local company, too. I mean, it's...
Roll call.
Vicki?
No.
Bill?
Yep.
Pete?
Yeah.
John?
No.
Okay.
All right.
It's nice seeing that lovely face today.
Yeah. I feel a lot busier than just when you had the jail.
Oh, yeah.
Seems like, I mean...
I got a lot going on, but it's better than sitting around doing nothing. So,
okay.
We're good.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay, auditor's office. Everybody get a chance to lay the minutes? I gave you all a copy.
Make a motion to approve.
Second.
Motion second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Same sign. Opposed.
What would you do on the trees, Vicki?
I don't know. I just, you only had one quote, and I...
Palmade in Valley, do it.
I don't know.
I don't,
that's what I mean.
I don't necessarily know that Pine Country or
Riverside
does it.
Would have the trees. They wouldn't have anybody to do it.
Yeah, I don't think they go out like they used
Probably
to.
Probably not. They just don't have the help anymore.
I agree that it's nice to have a local person, but I thought $600 a tree is...
$400.
Keep saying it wrong, so yeah.
See,
and
just,
I suppose that
you just saved yourself $200.
Yeah.
But Dan does a good job, and he's got local help.
And I'm sure he'll probably even water them, make sure they live for the first while.
Yeah. It'll stake them down and everything, I'm sure.
Well, maybe that.
No, it is. It is a lot of money, but it's just.
What are you going
to
do?
I mean, I'm not going to call somebody from Jamestown or Fargo to come and do it for $800.
We'd be our biggest.
Yeah. I mean, we do local. Let's do local.
I had it at 600 a tree, so my math was off, so I should have voted yes for that.
No.
No, we want you on record.
400 a tree is okay, I guess.
Trees are
the trees are going to cost you 200.
You go to Walmart or something, a tree is going to cost you 150.
Depending on what you get, and when you start getting the bigger round ones, they're
more expensive.
If you want to spend $50, you're going to get a tree that high. Yeah.
Right. So
if it's going to take forever.
Yeah, so the trees is going to cost about $200.
You can get them for a buck, but they're stiff.
Yeah.
Well, it was a math thing for me. I had it off, so, and I've been off since then.
And after 5 years, they're still not much more than sticks, the ones that Shana put in. So.
But the ones that survive the best out of those trees, so 30 years ago, I planted a couple of them sticks. One of them and died, and one of them I mowed off.
That's not a game, eh?
That's the way to do it. You mow them off, and everything goes into the ground, and then poof! Didn't take long. It's a nice tree, but that's 35 years later, 32. So, anything else, Julie, from your office?
We've been working hard on the election, and I'm going to guess we're going to blow our overtime budget because we don't have help like we did.
Okay.
Virginia Nelson was here.
Oh, she's not coming back?
She's up the
top. She's got a full-time job at the Winter Show now, so she can't come and go.
Did you advertise for help?
We had one out here. So we've been working overtime just getting the ballots ready to go out.
Have you contacted any of Debbie's part-time help to see if they want help?
Linda McKenna said no. She's camping for the summer.
Oh, that's fine. So, I just want to cover all options.
I have a couple people in mind to reach out to see if they'd be interested, even if it was a couple part-time people that could stagger out, come and go as they can.
Okay.
So we'll see where that goes, but we have been working some overtime on getting those out. Ready.
Okay.
The initial batch is probably the biggest batch because everybody submits their applications and then they all have to go out.
Okay.
So how long do you do that process until it's too late to send them in and get them back?
We do it up
come to the
close
day.
To election day.
Okay. But all those ballots, all those that we stuffed have already went out, right?
Yeah, and stuffed ballots.
And not the stuff that the stuff.
Out. Yes, and we've got.
So it's all gone. So that big mailing is done.
Back.
Yeah, I can bring mine in.
Yeah, they're coming in faster than I thought they would. Yeah, we get a stack every day.
Okay.
Fairly good size stack.
And all your people are on board and helping. So.
Linda can, Three of us worked last night. I don't get overtime, but they do.
Okay. Did you have a call out to everybody in to help for help, you know, if you have some time?
With that, we want to keep the ballots close by. We have treasurer's office helps when they can.
Okay, good.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Even if it's just filing the applications.
Let us know if you run into a bind or something.
Okay.
Keep us in the loop. Okay, anything else?
No.
Okay.
That's it.
Send out that email that I told you about earlier.
We're good on election staff for the election day then, for all the judges and everything we need.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pete, what do you got for us?
Well, we, VSO for March, veterans, they had 2,338 miles. They gave 41 rides. They had 218 phone calls, 94 walk-ins to the office, and 15 appointments. We did interview last Thursday a person for the driver because the interview has been set back some because Tammy had training the whole week before. So we interviewed one driver. There are a couple more applications. Tammy is going to get a hold of one of the other guys. A couple of them she wasn't sure we even needed to interview because she knew the people. So then now we're interviewing for office assistants, and we've got three or four good applications, the way it looks, at least. So I think we'll try to interview for that this week if it works with Tammy for their schedule.
Get her done.
And then see what else. That's pretty much, I go up there about every week, just check on things, how things are going. And she seems to be keeping up. You know, she's busy. She still hasn't got all the computer clearance and that from Lemoore, so the only file she's working on there is the ones that they've submitted to her that have actually applied to Barnes County.
So what is the holdup down there?
She says it's with her tech guy.
Because, I mean, this is getting to be quite
lengthy.
Yeah,
it's a couple months.
So are they that much gung-ho that we go after them?
Well, I think I told her that if they don't have anything scheduled, don't go down there that week.
Yeah.
No, she goes down every twice a month. I said, if there's nothing scheduled, if you can do it from here on your computer, do it from here.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If somebody usually wants you to do something,
right,
they're usually like, here's my phone, take it and call.
Yeah.
But
so she said she'd handle it, so I'm letting her handle it. Weed board, we got that next week. Next Tuesday we have weed board. Development Corp, we'll have that next week, I imagine.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all I got.
Mr. Sean.
I have social services at 11. Water board next Monday. I haven't heard nothing from the secretary up there other than we're discussing with Parson. Possible.
That would be one way to maybe get somebody.
Yep, I agree.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, finding somebody part-time to do that kind of work.
And I'll check on these applications for the VSO assistant. Maybe some of them would want to work part-time. So when we interview, we'll see about that.
Yeah.
And they can already use that help.
So, okay. It depends on the month, too. The water board, I mean, some months it is.
Well, if we had somebody like that now and Julie needs them.
Yeah, they've been working 10 hours a year.
Everything else, since the last meeting we had that fundraiser down at the museum, that went really good. So,
you guys who stuck around did the tacos, did a hell of a job.
I got a lot of compliments, boy. People were really happy. I don't know. Did we do 250? We're kind of estimated at that time.
Yeah, we were doing 250 or 280,
just
right in there somewhere.
Boxes of Doritos we used.
Yeah.
And
thank you guys for doing it because,
I came 50 minutes late, 15, because I had another thing.
That first 45 minutes was a zoom.
We expected a noon rush, and there wasn't really.
Everybody, no. I heard a lot of comments on the ice cream being downstairs.
Yeah.
They like that?
Yeah.
Well, the people that came don't really want to do stairs.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of them.
Yeah.
No, they loved it. We actually ran out of root beer, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it was busy.
Well, I saved you the root beer on mine because I just had the ice cream.
Oh, okay.
Why ruin ice cream?
No, I had a lot of people. I mean, I really appreciate it. I mean,
So I'll have a bigger report next time because I'll have had all my meetings.
Okay. Cindy? Vicki?
She ain't talking much. Okay, library was here. Deidre will be getting off in July, so we'll have a board opening from the county-wise. So if anybody has anybody in mind.
Huh? Who's that?
Deidre. She's been on our county.
She's our county representative.
Yes.
Okay.
And she's been on for 4 years, and now her term is up, and she doesn't want to redo. And she came in for the loan, so that's all done. Housing Authority, they're on their last complete remodel at this time, and it should be completed by the end of May. So hopefully we will have all of the outlying houses all remodeled. They did an excellent job on the ones that they did already.
And that doesn't cost county anything, right?
Well, no, it's all through the housing board, and they pay for it and everything. So, but it depends upon what you have for a maintenance man. We got a really good maintenance man. He's willing to do sheetrocking.
But we don't pay him either, do we?
No.
The county? No.
No, they do. That board is all regulated by the housing authority.
Right.
But we have to have somebody on there from here. And they actually have their standards through the county. So when they're talking raises or how to discipline, that is all through the county. They use the county regs for that. So anyway, it's nice to see that they're making the units better looking and putting actually some work into them.
There's a lot of need for them, Lynn. Are they full all the time?
They're full. They're full all the time. They have 221 vouchers. The 217 of them were filled on April 1st, but by the time May came, the 220 were all, you know, people leave. You know, there's always a lag in there when people leave and somebody comes. And then the 48 out of 48 public housing units are occupied, so, except for the one that's modernizing.
Is the Rudolph part of that? Rudolph
yes, Square? Some of them. Some of them are, but not all of them. Oh. Some of them are, they got vouchers through the housing authority and they use them for the Rudolph.
Until they're, so there's a new owner down there?
Yes.
Yeah, and when the ones that are there are grandfathered and when they're done, they're done. There won't be no more.
Oh, really?
Well, they did sign up 4 or 5 of them last year, so when the new... So
my sister-in-law was sold.
Oh, well.
Change it into something else.
Because supposedly they get the vouch from the housing authority and they can use that in different areas and different apartment buildings in town.
So where's that office?
But you have to have the agreement the with the owner.
The office is in the villa.
Okay.
So you go to the villa, you apply for it and get what you can get for money-wise. And then you can only have, only so many apartment buildings will actually take the vouchers, so you have to find your place of
residence. I just never know how the system worked.
Yeah. And
so this person that fixes all these different ones up and everything else, is he the same guy that you have at the villa?
Yes.
Okay.
And he's been doing an excellent job up there, too, so we really do appreciate him.
Good.
And so these vouchers that they get from the housing authority, some of them have actually taken those vouchers and went to another state.
Really?
So once the voucher, once you get the voucher from housing, you can move off.
It's a federal project, though.
Right. So we've got a couple from other states that we are still paying for. Hmm. Most of the time, the state will actually absorb that voucher, but there's a few that we still have to pay on, even though they're not in this state.
Do we have any vice versa that way?
Yes.
Some other states, they're living here?
Yes, but most of the time we absorb them quickly, where other states don't absorb us quickly. So I think we only have two that are in other states that haven't been absorbed yet. But
so. I think that's one of those programs, if you don't use it yourself, you don't know how it works. Mm-hmm. I never knew how it
works. Okay, so then I went to South Central Regional Council, too, and... Kim is getting off the board, and we've got a Heather Denny from Cleveland that we were hoping to replace her with. She's going to have to go through Stutzman County in order to be able to be replaced, you know, just like we have to appoint them. So they're going to be appointed through there probably at their next meeting. Ellendale is getting a new building for emergency management. And let's see, we're trying to replace another person on the board, and we're still in the procedures for that. So I'll probably have more information on that at a later day. They want to make sure that we know that they can do multi-hazard plans. So if anybody has a multi-hazard plan, I don't think ours is due until next year, that they can still do them for us. And the cost that we that they charge for it compared to what you would be charged by an engineer, whatever it is like a third the cost. So we recoup some of our money that way because their cost.
That hazard mitigation.
They did our plan last year. You're doing it. Yeah.
So
tell them we want $2 million for a new heater. Bring that up next meeting.
I think I did already, and I know you said something about they had something. I didn't think they could.
Yeah, the last time I called over there here, within the last month, there was something that might work. Might. I didn't say it would. I said might.
So. Even if they could save us on interest, it'll help.
Yeah.
Well, we go through FSA.
Rural Development?
Yeah. They got low interest.
Yeah. Would that work for this?
Yes. Did you order two?
Well, there's a couple of different options that we can go. So,
I mean, if we get it for 2-3% instead of,
I mean, yeah, we could write a check for it, but that would kind of deplete us.
Well, hopefully, I know there's a plan with the school districts. They're trying to get state to do something. And it's the same thing I've said for 10 years, that state would develop a plan for capital improvements for counties. For any of the local entities at a zero interest. I mean, they got the money sitting there.
Yeah. So
we'll see if that happens this time around.
Throw me one here.
Boom. I didn't know what you were getting at. I thought you said it.
So that's pretty much all I had for the Development Corporation.
Okay.
They're still wanting to have us do that livestock study, and the more I delve into it, the more it's not such a great thing. So we'll see if they can convince me. But they're wanting the livestock study people to come around to each one of our court houses and try to get us on board with it.
For what?
To study where livestock would be appropriate in our county, where the water resources and the
I say we stay out of that one.
Yeah, it's a private matter.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then I thought that the study, all the information would be with just our county. We wouldn't have to share. Well, it sounds like the private individuals that are doing this study can share it with the state, and they can share it with whoever. And so, So they're thinking about coming around and trying to get us on board, but so far I don't.
To me, it would be up to the individual producers to take care of that. Why would the county take care of it?
Yeah. Well, and cattle producers are pretty independent people. They're not going to go for it. So anyway. Yeah. Well, anyway.
So that's it
why
for me,
shoot,
Bill.
Why shoot a dead horse?
And bury it.
I haven't had much going on yet this month. Had a couple meetings, but nothing too major. Everything's pretty much next week for me. So, what's new with corrections? You got somebody coming to do anything with you, or are you by yourself? Okay, come on up.
Come on up then.
Back up.
Do we have anything with, or anything at Park Board? We all on board with Park Board, getting things going like we should?
Yeah, he messaged me the other day, and we're going to have a meeting, our next meeting. They're working on trees, and they're getting pretty well cleaned up with the different sites and that type of stuff. I could have mentioned that, I guess.
Text Jamie. She can come up early, too.
I already did about 20 minutes ago.
But never mind. Jill did it.
She's on her way. Yes, sir.
So we've had the open sergeant positions for about 6 months now. So after training and watching people, observing them at the jail, we've decided that promoting Seth Soderholm and Teresa Coit.
Okay.
for our sergeant positions. So as of right now, we're full with our at our sergeant positions. We're actually full staff.
Okay.
Too. So looking at either going off the wage that was discussed for sergeant position with the 5% at the beginning of the year. Seth is already over that. So, and Teresa's pretty close. So I'd like to bump Seth up to 25.50, which is like a dollar and 12 cents or something like that, and Teresa up to 24.50, I believe.
And how much would that be?
Like a dollar 22, I think.
And would they be at the same level?
They'd be at, no. I mean, well, they'd both be at sergeant positions, yes. They'd have basically the same responsibilities. But Seth has been there longer.
Longevity.
About a year longer than Teresa has. Teresa actually just made her 1 year 2 days ago.
How are we doing on the other part we've been working on? Did we hear back
yet? I haven't heard anything back from him. I'm going to reach out to him today. We will actually be losing one male, Josh Bitts. He's one of our sergeants. He is going to the academy. He's sending himself through the academy, so he'll be starting up in, is it Lake Region, the academy? Devil's Lake, Lake Region? So he's actually sending himself through the academy. So,
and that's for that. Being an officer?
Yep. Yep.
But how are we, that doesn't affect our female portion at all?
No. We are actually going to let one of our female COs go. So we will have one opening, but we already have an applicant that is going through the hiring process right now.
So with that one being gone, then we would lose again, or?
Well, we haven't gotten it back yet.
I know. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
We should be able to make it work. If we send this new one to CO Basic right away in June, we should still have one female on each shift. So we should still be able to make it work. But
that'll be several months till we're capable of taking female prisoners again.
Because I thought we were going to be able to take them in May. And now
that
we can't.
That was the plan, but we're still waiting to hear back from the state or whether or not they're going to rescind their order that we can't. Like, it's all in the state's hands right now.
So why do they have an order we can't? Because we weren't trained up enough?
Mm-hmm. We were short on females.
But now we have enough females.
Yeah.
Correct.
What, they were just rescinded automatically then?
Honestly, I don't know how long this process takes. We've never...
But now if we lose the one female and have to retrain another one or train up, it'll be another few months then, right?
Well, are we going to be short with this one that's going to be gone to be able to get it back, or are we okay, or where are we at?
Be okay.
So call them today. I mean, this has been going and going and going.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to be Christmas time before long, and people are going to want presents, and we still don't know what we're doing.
Yeah.
Get on them today.
Are we still exchanging? Is that what we're doing right now?
At the moment.
Yeah.
Which is...
Do we have a lot of females in other facilities?
One.
Jamestown then, or Fargo?
Yep, just have one right now.
So basically you want the okay to bump these two up?
Yep.
Okay. I'll make a motion by Jeremy's recommendation that the two that he presented, we get them to where they need to be a sergeant.
Second.
Motion and second. Is there any further discussion?
Are these long-term employees you think they'll stick around?
Yeah.
Are you down at position now then?
No. With Bits going to the academy, you'll be down one.
And you can also task somebody, so you'll be down two.
Well, we have a female ready to start. She's actually currently working at the JRCC.
So this guy that's putting himself through the academy, what's his plan after?
He's going to come back.
He is coming back.
Yep.
Okay, that was my question. Okay, roll call.
Yep.
Bill.
Yep.
Mickey.
Yeah.
Pete.
Yes.
Sean.
Yep.
But like I told him, I'm not going to wait for him to come back because it's 3 months. I'm not going to leave the position open.
But he's still come back to be a corrections officer, though?
Yeah.
But he'll be a trained police officer, too, then?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. And he wants to wait for a position open up at the sheriff's office or the PD here in town. He wants to stay local.
Okay.
So
he necessarily won't be a jailer anymore. He'll want to be a police officer with the sheriff's department.
I've told him he's going to get job offers.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
So.
Very good. Thank you. Tanya, come in. Is that who it was?
Okay. Yep.
I haven't heard nothing back on the wall yet as far as...
I talked to Shane about it. He said he doesn't have time for it. He said he has time to frame it up. He doesn't have time to do any of that finishing stuff.
Okay, what about the cutting of the hole?
He said he can't do that stuff. He said you need, like, basically a concrete guy to come in.
Okay.
So who can do that?
I don't know. We'll have to get some bids.
Maybe, like, Nielsen or... Nielsen's a concrete guy. Blanking on his first name.
Yeah, there's a couple, two, three different people we could check with. I'll give them a couple names and we can go from there.
I think you'd need, I think he could do that. He just would need to buy the blades and the saw and didn't. I don't know that he wanted to.
So he is going to frame up your wall?
I asked about that. I said, is it worth it to have you frame it? Like, because he's like, I can do that in a day or two, but then how much money are we saving by, like, then we need a new bid from the contractor because the current one we have isn't going to work.
Yeah.
So then we're going to redo bids. Like, it's just wasting time.
Right,
it'll like,
just prolong it.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I
thought we were going to use stuff from the old jail over there for the plexiglass.
Well, they could use what they could use.
The key fob, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know that we got it. It's not the key fob.
And the key fob, they were going to use that, too.
I don't know.
I don't think I asked.
No.
But, anyway, that's the update on that. And the only other thing was anybody's thoughts on additional pay for Tanya?
First thing, any applicants for ASA yet? Really? Well.
Did you put out for the different kind of...
paralegal?
Yeah, paralegal there. Thank you.
Did Kara ever get a hold of you?
Yep, we connected, talked. She did the stuff. She said all of my postings look great. She said
I didn't know if it was or wasn't, but it doesn't hurt to ask.
She said it on Indeed, which is a nationwide search.
Yeah.
And she said she was just going to send us stuff when she gets them and watch it.
And I think she's on maternity leave at the moment, so.
Oh, okay.
So are you going to advertise for a paralegal then?
I don't know. It's hiring someone's work, training someone's work. I don't know. Firing someone sucks. Like... It does.
Well, you would say it was temporary.
I know, but it still sucks. Like,
do you really want to take a job knowing that you'll probably be gone? That's the big thing.
Yeah, like
sometimes people just.
Oh, Jamie, we're going to hire you, but it's not a lifetime thing.
Yeah. It could be 2 weeks.
She doesn't want to work a lifetime.
Just, well, I don't know.
Anybody's thoughts on the pay request?
I thought we were going to wait for Cindy to be back, and she wasn't able to come.
We can't wait for
her. No, we'll make a decision today because Cindy wasn't going to be here. She decided she was going on vacation, which is totally fine.
I don't have any interest in raising it until budget time. We discuss it then. I know you're putting in extra work, but that's part of the job. We've been trying everything we can to get an ASA, and it's not working, so.
Right, but if someone was here, obviously there'd be no resistance naturally to paying someone. So when I'm doing the same job, I don't understand why it's different.
I don't know. I'm still worried about you being gone. all those places for training and not being available.
I'm not available, Vicki. I was gone this last week. I worked a full master calendar. I work.
Sean?
Well, it's like I said last time, you can only do so much, so I...
So everybody's thoughts are to hold as of now?
Yep.
With no extra bonus type funding.
That'd be my thought. We can look at it at budget time.
Okay.
Which is in, what,
a
July?
Month. 2 months.
July.
I will be starting in a month.
So
as of now, no extra bonus, I'm guessing.
Great.
So. Jamie.
And
what did you bring him for? Can we do anything without him?
Yes, I can, but it's important because Brian's been a big part of the
No,
process.
I know he has. We all love Brian.
Yeah. How are you guys doing?
Some of us more than others.
Yeah. Brian is and his team have been very helpful in securing a lot of the grants that we've received. And so, especially with the flex funding.
Well, you make it sound like they do it for nothing. They get paid.
Right. Well, we're a team, right? We all get paid. We're all here to work. It's not like any of us are donating, right? So, anyway, Brian knows a lot of the technicalities with the grants. So, we sent an email to you guys last week, kind of prepping you for the meeting in regards to the flex funding. Like it said, we received approximately $2 million,
yep.
One for Barnes County 6 from the Cass County line. That's our portion only, Cass County line to State 32. And the second is for Old Number 1, and that's a reclamation project and gravel surfacing. So which one would you like to attack first?
Number 6 first.
Okay, so number...
That's from Pillsbury to the Cass County, correct?
Right, from North Dakota 32 east to Cass County.
Mm-hmm.
It's a joint project. Cass County will also be doing their portion, which is 6 miles.
6 miles, yep.
Two and ours,
yep.
Yep. Their site is 6 miles, ours is 4. And so I think we ended up as the lead on this project,
yep.
Correct, with DOT.
Yep.
And my understanding is... DOT will reimburse us, but our email talks about it is a 20% local share. So,
yeah,
Brian.
Basically, it's going to boil down to just be extra federal aid from a cost share breakdown, 80-20. But it'll be a structural overlay, 3 to 3.5 inches, and then with the fiber additives. It's basically just a big boost to your federal aid account. It's an extra 4 miles of paving that you can do.
And what will it cost us?
It'll be approximately $400,000 to $500,000
for
your share.
For our share.
What day was that? How long ago was that? I'm trying to find it.
It was last
it 2 weeks ago?
Week. Last week. I'm sorry, I don't have the exact.
Yeah, I remember looking at it.
Yeah, I did. Oh, there it is. Thursday.
So in the last 5 years on that portion of roadway, we've invested $22,723 in patching and that sort of thing.
Every year?
In the last 5 years.
On that number,
in the last amount of years.
So $20,000 in 5 years, that's only $4,000 a year.
Right, in okay. Patching alone. It is a restricted road. So as you guys may or may not know, it's heavily used truck route.
It's an artery.
Mm-hmm. Right. We recently reduced the limits, weight limits on there because of its structural issues. The pavement keeps pushing out. We have several patches that are difficult to maintain.
With a new overlay, that ain't going to change the base of it, any?
No, well, I mean, there's definitely some areas that will.
So is it going to be restricted still out to the?
No.
Is it going to be speed restricted then?
There should be. I mean, there'll be spring load limits like every road, but as far as your normal.
You said speed, though.
Speed.
Right now, I've reduced it down because it is in poor condition.
But if we're not hearing anything in the base, the new surface isn't going to hold up to anything either.
We'll do a pavement design. We'll do our cores, and then we'll design the road to 105.5. So your restrictions will be off at that
point. We flucked it off of it.
Yep, and we'll do that. As Jamie mentioned, there's obviously some targeted bad areas on there, so we'll do some subgrade repair and address.
Because Arthur Companies uses that road heavily to haul between Pillsbury, Ayr, and Archer. So those trucks I'm not worried about because they're loading on a scale and they're going out with the legal load limit. But then there's the other part of it coming in. When I'm hauling up there, I can see trucks coming from that direction. They're going to Pillsbury.
It's heavily used by KRB and Hahn. Yeah. And
there's another one.
Patrick,
we'll do a full pavement design and get it for the 105.5.
And there'll be some safety improvements along the way. Some wider striping.
As part of the grant, we had to kind of sell it, so we'll use 6-inch striping instead of 4-inch and put some edge lines in there.
When will this be done?
This would be next year construction.
2025.
Yep.
No, mine still don't take that road this year. Okay.
Yeah. Stay off this year.
So we'll try to get a bid that November, December time frame, and then construction next summer.
Okay.
The next project.
Okay, wait a minute. Now, is this $400,000 going to be in your budget next year too?
Yes, I'll have to include it in my budget proposal.
Okay.
Because
later in your thing, you said that you would put the $150,000 in, but you didn't say anything about that. So.
Oh yeah, no. This would all be for budgeting for next year, and it would be in there if we accept the grants.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, if we don't do it, it's going to get worse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't want to spend $400,000, but it's going to get worse if we don't. So
what, should we make a motion to approve it right now?
Or do you want to keep going?
Do you want to do them in bulk, or do you want to do them individually?
Let's do them individually.
Okay.
Motion to accept.
I'll second.
Motion and second. Any further discussion? And it will meet standards.
Is this a done deal then? I mean,
Yeah, so the DOT hasn't come out with their cost CPM agreements, their cost and maintenance agreements yet, but they are hoping in the next couple of weeks to have those out. And then they've sent the award letters.
Upon all that.
Yeah.
But the Flex Fund money has been allocated.
Yeah, it's all there sitting there.
You got Ron Hanke's signature here saying that he's got the money for you. So
that's a good thing. All right.
We're holding them to it, then.
Yeah.
We have to vote.
Oh, sorry. I always forget that.
That's okay.
Bill.
Yep.
He?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Next?
Okay.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. No, I know. It's great. So.
All right. 17 South, affectionately known as Old Number 1 Dump Ground, blah, blah, blah. Approximately 5.5-6 miles.
Yeah, six miles total. There's some of it's gravel too, but
I called it the Stanley Road.
Stanhorse Road. We have all kinds of things.
So it's like 4 miles paved and
about five.
I would say 5 miles, and then the last
is gravel.
Mile there is gravel.
So you want to take the old stuff off and put strictly gravel on it.
Stabilize.
So the project that we applied for would be to spread 2 to 3 inches of gravel on top of the asphalt that's existing, and then come back and we reclaim that mix, reclaim, blend that new gravel with the old asphalt, and then
recycle kind of.
Yep, exactly. And then you'd come through and reclaim it again while injecting a stabilizer into it. and then your finished project would be a gravel surface.
But you'll have that old stuff in there?
Yep, the old asphalt will be mixed in. So it's going to be a super hard road. Yeah. I mean, the biggest complaint on these projects is if there are some chucking or potholing, it's hard to blade because they're so hard.
Can you blade them? Do you blade them?
You blade them after it rains. And, yeah.
Is there any round that we've done that we can see? Or how does it work?
So Ransom County's done a few. Dickey County did one last year.
To work out good?
Yeah. I mean, the biggest issues during construction, I guess, is just making sure your moisture content is on point. On a lot of the stabilizer products, you get them too wet, they get slimy. You get them too dry, they don't work. So,
you actually have to water it then when you're doing the process.
It's just like putting that oil down.
And what it is, there's a big water. They usually do a water tank connected to the reclaimer, and then the solution's diluted in the water truck, so it's getting injected as it's blending with the water.
Okay, so where are you going to get this recycled stuff that you're going to put in with the gravel?
It's underneath.
That's the existing asphalt, so there's, 3-4 inches of asphalt there right now.
Yeah, but you're not taking it up. You said you're leaving it there.
Yeah, and it's all going to get ground
in and mixed
with the gravel, yep. Usually they like to shoot like a 50% asphalt, 50% gravel mix, and then you add that stabilizer in there.
And we were awarded this money already.
Yep.
Yes.
The $584.
Right. Yeah. So my experience, you guys know we have that very large pile of millings up at the shop off our County Road 7 project. Last year we went to, as a test, if you will, we had some really soft spots on County Road 19, just south of the county line. We dug out those muck spots and dumped in a blend of the millings and the gravel, and we do not have a soft spot or a frost boil in those areas that we test drove. It's hard pack. It's wonderful. And so I think with the blending of those millings into the roadbed, this will make, well, number one, a much better road. I understand that the people that live there do not want a gravel road. Sustainably, this isn't something that we can continue to do unless you so choose. In the last 5 years, we have spent $162,375 on that 5 miles of pavement.
Just patching.
Just patching, chip sealing, trying to hold
seal
it together.
Cracks.
Cracking it. It is not a good road, and it is past its end of life.
It's
we
one
have
of those
to do
that was
something.
Never put to spec at the beginning, and
right.
This is what you have, just like the Peak Road.
Yep.
They weren't designed to do what they're doing, and you end up with the problem.
And it's a
just
huge
just like your
dream.
Love's entrance. Yeah. It's the same thing.
Yes,
we went
sir.
Down that road 2 weeks ago.
Yes. And we can keep patching it, but is that a responsible way of using our resources? That's a lot of money, you know. It's almost $30,000 annually.
And this way it's covered under that funding for the most part. And as far, I haven't been that way for a little while now. It's been a couple of years probably. But the last time I drove on it, it was to the point that there wasn't a whole lot of blacktop left.
No,
in fact, that's been a couple of years ago. I'm guessing that I drove on it.
I would say it's between 75% and 80% alligator cracked.
So yeah, and your section, I think, varies a lot with all the patching that has been done through there. But yeah, a lot of the areas are.
When would they do that project?
That would be in same timeline as the paving next year.
How does that hold up the truck traffic, you know?
I mean, it's going to be like concrete. The gravel is. I mean, that's, like I said, the biggest complaint is it's hard.
Do they have trucks running on that road right now?
No, it's restricted to no trucks, and I did not lift the restriction on it. It's too vulnerable.
The farmers I know that farm along there are very careful with it. They have to cross it, but they don't want to wreck it anymore.
Right.
The ones I've talked to.
Yep. So. It's not getting any better, you guys, and we're throwing away.
You've got 3 or 4 people there that have to use it, but they're very careful. Mm-hmm.
They have been, and that's why it's lasted as long.
They just avoided it, but but they do have to cross it.
So the reasoning that they put down this asphalt in the first place was because of softness, or did anybody know why they did this?
I have no idea.
Well, the reason that road was like it is?
Paved. No, that it was paved.
Right,
yeah, because it was part of number one.
Yeah, it was the state highway before they made number one.
The state highway, and then they straightened it to interstate and
gifted it.
They gifted it.
It was probably paved in the 30s, wasn't it?
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly when, but...
It's probably in their
old-time
record somewhere that if it ever needed to be repaved, they would do it.
Yeah. It's probably another one of those agreements.
What's everybody's thoughts?
I don't know. Like you said, the people who live there, they want a bad paved road better than a gravel road.
But we're spending $32,000 a year.
But we're spending $150,000 out of our share one shot.
So. Right, but
then we can maintain it, too.
But if they had a hard pan road, maybe they would be okay with it. And you're saying that this new way of doing it would make it a harder road, so... Yes, it would be gravel, but it wouldn't be... how close do people live to that?
Right on it.
There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 people on the pavement, at least. 7 or 8.
Yeah, I'm not really...
I drove this one when Stan Sale was. I drove down here.
Because, you know, they're going to complain about dusting, too, because, you know, gravel, they're going to be dusted.
I understand that. I just...
The stabilizer, too, will help. Yeah. I mean, it'll still be dusty, but it'll be less dusty than a normal gravel road.
This is not a county major collector. It is not a federal aid road. It's all 100% on us, whatever we do.
That's what I'm saying. We could resurface it, but...
So...
We'd have to rebuild the road because it's not a grade.
So did you specifically put in for this reclamation project, and we did not put in for the paving part of it?
No,
because it's not paved all the way to number one anyway.
It's not qualified for that.
Doesn't qualify.
Oh, we don't spend $500,000 paving it for our cost share. Yeah.
Or more.
Well, there is no cost share. Yeah, no, we don't do that.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you're going to overlay it, I think you'd want to do this process first still, just because, I mean, with the condition that it's in now, if you put 2 inches of asphalt on there, those cracks are going to come through in the next year or two.
But the thing is if we do it the way you're talking, we'll end up with a good road. It just said it isn't going to be any type of blacktop surface.
Exactly. So. Yep. And that's the...
But it'll be a good road.
Yeah. And that's the pros and cons, I guess. There is to it.
Either way, we have to do something with it.
And how many years have we been limping this along?
A long time.
As long as I've been for the county.
15 years?
Since whenever it was
I've been there
the
19. So
20 years.
So we wait another 20 years and we don't have to worry about it anymore.
Yeah, right?
The township will take it back.
We'll all be gone. Yeah.
Except that it's even our patches are breaking out. It's similar to, and I'm sure Commissioner Olausen can agree with me, similar to Peak Road South. It just, the patches are even busting out. It can't hold them together. They're unraveling. And I'm not sure, past doing this, what our plan is for the future for those two roads.
So it's the base of that road. Was it done to specs for county or state highway?
No. It's not even... there's so many snow traps. It's...
So what's the base like? I mean, if we're doing...
I'm not sure. I'd have to look if we have core data on that one or not.
Because it's the same question I'll have with the Peak Road is, we can grind it up, but that still ain't going to fix the problems that we got with it because it's a base problem.
It's easy.
Right, but essentially, if you have 3-4 inches of asphalt and you're adding 3 inches of gravel, then you have... mix it.
You're going to have a harder compact.
That's your 6 to 8 inches of... That's your base there. But
pretty much, it's a local traveled road.
Mm-hmm. It's very low volume. Yeah. It's only the people basically
who live there
or sightseers. Yeah. We had it closed winters ago, and it was closed for like 3.5 months, and we closed the south end of it.
Yeah.
It was out in that neck of the woods where we had a garbage truck at one time that wasn't supposed to be even out there.
Yeah.
And,
Well, you get past pavement, there is no the road is the same height as the field.
Yes, it is. There's no, there's really no ditch.
No.
There's not much of a grade to it. There's really not much in slope. It's
everybody's thoughts.
Well, I suppose it's best deal in the long run to reclaim it.
Is that your motion?
Yep.
Motion, is there a second?
I don't know if it's a good deal, but it's, I think it's our main option.
Motion, is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion and second. Any further discussion?
Yeah, once we get it turned back to gravel, can we give it back to the townships?
Mm-hmm.
Can we?
I can look into it.
Well, we did the Pinkle, that road that went from the Katzen Road to Pinkle, mm-hmm. so, at one time.
It's quite possible. I just am not...
So you can always do something.
Go ahead. We'll finish this one up first.
Roll call.
Vicki.
Yeah.
Pete.
Yes.
Bill.
Yep.
Sean.
No.
Then we got a whole year for people to complain if they don't want it done. We'll reset it.
When they find out it's happening, we'll see how screaming comes.
And then, it's not on the agenda, but I just wanted to quickly, we identified through our culvert inventory this past winter, three culverts under paved roads that need to be lined. I would like to line them. It lasts 100 plus years. We don't have to cut the asphalt like we discussed before. And so I have a quote for those three culverts. It's on County Road 20 by Bredesen's, or in Bredesen's Slough, just west of the shop. County Road 21, I can't think of... It's like a mile south of the access to the Lake Chapel. And then County Road 4, just east of Wimbledon on the curves.
And it won't decrease the flow any?
No. It's mining what's existing there.
It's a little bit of a payment, but then you don't do all the rest of it.
Yeah. Right.
And we've had fairly good luck with. I don't know if we've had a problem.
No, we have not.
How much is it?
$62,000 something.
Problem.
You couldn't do one of them for that if you had to dig it up.
No.
No, not with the patching.
What's up?
And we have a hard time. We tried to make cofferdams. It was not as successful venture as I thought it would be. But we have a hard time installing wet pipe. It's very difficult to dewater the site. And then we have problems with them pushing up. Mm-hmm. We don't get them low enough. The aquifer is rising. It's just a mess.
So you have this on your budget this year?
Yes.
And it would be done this year?
Yes. It'll be done the end of the month.
Yeah, I was going to say in like 2 weeks if we do it.
Well, I know the Bayshore Road, that's busier than heck. If you cut that and for half the summer and made a detour, it'd be, with all the lake traffic, it'd be way better life.
And it'd be different if this was a Band-Aid and it didn't work.
Right.
But in past where we've done it, it is...
Yeah, no, I'm all for it.
Done.
Cutting a road is tough.
It's tough. We just never really get it back.
No.
I'll make the motion to approve it.
I'll second it.
Motion and second. Any further discussion?
Pete.
Yes.
Vicki.
Yes.
Bill.
Yep.
Sean.
Yes.
I mean, we've cut 20 roads in the townships and never get back what you have.
Flex funds. Townships.
Yes, sir.
Are we taking care of them?
We will be the acting pass-through.
So I've had arguments with all the legislators and the DOT on the flex for the townships. The ones that have their, and I know that we can't put rules or regs on it, but I'm going to make my statement here too. The ones that aren't taxing should be on the bottom of the heap. The ones that are taxing to keep their roads up should be the ones getting the money.
Correct.
That's my two cents. There, I'm done.
My understanding is that the two townships with flex fund awards currently in Barnes County are at the 18.
Yeah, which is a joke.
Yeah. So,
mine's at 36.
Yeah.
Right. And you should be, I thought there was a ruling that you had to be with it.
No, they did not make any ruling with it because the legislature did not do anything with it.
They never followed through.
Oh, I thought there was going to be a ruling on 75% of the tax, you know, availability.
Thanks, Randy.
Thanks, Randy.
Yeah. And then I will be here next meeting
for
two things. One, it's the bids for the used county equipment. That's
the
bid. It's advertised now. Bids are being received at Julie's office.
Have we gotten any?
Yep, it's advertised. I also asked Jessica.
Is that why the four of them are sitting out there?
Ma'am.
That's the only four that you got?
Yes.
So
okay.
At the next meeting?
At the next commission meeting.
Unofficial business. If one of your employees comes in there and puts a bid in on the side by side, cut his hands off.
Okay.
I drive by it every morning.
My question to you is, who's the two that did the flex bidding?
For the townships?
Yeah.
Mini Lake and Meadow Lake.
Mini and Meadow.
Yeah. And then the other thing that I'll be coming for, and I'll send you out the information, as you recall, last year we had an issue down by Catherine of some very deep grades with culvert issues. And
on the west or east side there?
Well, one was able to be lined, the other cannot be lined, and it is a 20-plus
deep hole.
The company that we were working with went out of business for the boring. There's now a new company involved, and they are putting together a quote for us.
Yeah, they can't line it, but we'd have to re-bore it. You could bore it.
We are going to jack it in there and bore it in there. Yeah. It would be substantially safer and cheaper to bore it. So,
railroad does that all the time behind that place.
Yeah. And
I'm sure it's not cheap, but I mean,
no.
We do it.
Well,
that's a what? How big? 4-footer?
No, it's like 24, I believe.
Oh, is that all
it's
it is?
It's a 24. Oh. Yeah.
It's in that first.
Second grade.
The second grade, the little pasture. It's just a pasture dip, really.
Yeah.
It's not a big water.
It's not a big watershed, but it's very deep.
Yeah.
And well, after they bore it, then what?
They put a culvert.
They put a culvert as they bore it. Railroad does it all.
They're going to
push it through.
And I would recommend that we line it so that in the future we never have to worry about these again.
Yeah.
Because metal
rust.
Well,
if we redo it, we ain't going to have to worry about it in our lifetime anyway.
No,
they do it. There's CP behind us all the time, and it works.
Yeah. And so that will be coming your way. I just want to warn you that it could be expensive.
That's like $50,000 or better.
Probably $100,000.
Yeah. Everything you want to do is always expensive.
I know.
She was driving around with her shiny pickup yesterday.
Yeah.
Bugging people.
So how long is this culvert that is so much?
I think it's like 80 foot.
Yeah, when
it's
you get
long.
Down, when you get down
it's a long culvert.
80 to 100 foot, yeah, it's very long.
Okay. Because I was going to say, if it's only a 40 foot culvert,
yeah.
It's...
If you want to go down the hill with me, I'll take you down there. It's a workout. And the wood ticks are out, just so you know.
Yes.
Were you allergic to them or what?
No, I just had 25 of them on me yesterday.
Cold spray.
I know. I didn't.
And banding your legs.
Yeah. I was like, I kept
usually
twitching in the shop, and Tim's like, what's going on?
And once you get one, you're crawly. I don't care how many.
I usually shower, and they never attack me.
Really? I got to start doing that. All right. Well, thanks, guys.
Thank you.
It's always a pleasure when you come, really, and it's even good when you leave.
Yeah, see? Sorry.
Anything on our other deal yet, or the one yesterday from the guy, gentleman?
From what?
From the gentleman.
Which one?
Is he there today?
No.
Okay. Move forward, I would say.
Okay.
Anybody got anything else?
Question on the bumps for corrections. What do you do on that
pay period?
The what?
This next pay period.
The next pay period. Okay.
Yeah, it's always the next pay period. Yep. We decided long ago that this halfway in between was a big pain for you guys, so we want everything to be at the next pay.
Okay.
Anybody else?
Motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn. Is there a second? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed, same sign? Aye.
Do we pay every 2 weeks now, or do we?
No.
Where are we going to go 2 weeks?